Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nainar Tree's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Anxiously Attached Becoming More, Secure in Life and Love by Jessica Baum, LMHC, is a relationship and personal growth guide grounded in attachment theory and clinical practice. It focuses on the anxious attachment style, a pattern often shaped by early experiences of inconsistent caregiving and later expressed as fear of abandonment, heightened sensitivity to rejection, and a strong drive for reassurance in adult relationships. Baum explains how these reactions can feel urgent and consuming, even when a person intellectually knows they're overreacting because the body and nervous system are responding to perceived threat. The book aims to help readers move toward greater security, not by forcing themselves to be less needy, but by building internal stability, self-trust, and healthier relational strategies. A distinctive element is Baum's self-full method, which emphasizes self-connection, boundary development, and nervous system regulation so that closeness does not require self-abandonment. The overall purpose is practical help readers recognize their patterns, understand their origins, and practice new ways of relating in love and in life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, what anxious attachment looks like and why it is not a character flaw. A central topic is identifying anxious attachment as an understandable adaptation rather than a personal defect. Baum describes how anxious attachment commonly shows up as preoccupation with a partner's availability, intense discomfort with distance or ambiguity, and a tendency to seek repeated reassurance. People may monitor texts, tone, or timing for signs of rejection, and then protest or pursue when they sense disconnection. The book frames these behaviors as protective strategies learned earlier in life, especially when caregiving or emotional attunement felt unpredictable. That origin story matters because it reduces shame and shifts the goal from self-criticism to self-understanding. Instead of asking, "What is wrong with me?" the reader is invited to ask, "What is my system trying to protect me from?" This reframe also clarifies why willpower alone rarely fixes the issue. When attachment alarms are triggered, the reaction can be fast, bodily, and difficult to think through. By defining anxious attachment patterns clearly and compassionately, the book gives readers a map, what activates them, what they do next, and what the deeper fear is beneath the behavior. That map becomes the basis for change. Secondly, the nervous system and the way anxiety drives relationship behavior. Baum emphasizes that anxious attachment is not only a cognitive pattern, but also a physiological state. When connection feels threatened, the body may shift into a stress response that fuels rumination, urgency, and impulsive attempts to restore closeness. In that state, reassurance seeking can become less about the actual relationship moment and more about calming internal alarm. This is why readers may recognize their triggers but still feel unable to stop reacting in real time. The book's approach highlights learning to notice activation earlier, track it in the body, and develop skills to self-soothe before escalating conflict or over-pursuit. Rather than treating emotional reactions as irrational, Baum presents them as signals from a nervous system scanning for safety. This lens supports practical work, identifying cues that precede spiraling, learning grounding, or mindful attention to sensations, and practicing regulation strategies that increase choice. The goal is not emotional numbness or detachment. It is to create enough internal stability that connection is sought through clearer communication and healthy requests, instead of through panic, testing, or self-sacrifice. This nervous system focus helps connect insight to action. Thirdly, the anxious avoidant dynamic and patterns of co-dysregulation. Another major theme is how anxious attachment often becomes most visible inside specific relational pairings, especially with avoidant partners. The book discusses the push-pull cycle where one person pursues closeness to calm anxiety while the other withdraws to regain space, which then intensifies the anxious partner's alarm. Over time, each person's coping strategy amplifies the others, creating what is often described as co-dysregulation. Baum's contribution is to keep the focus on responsibility and agency rather than blame. Readers are encouraged to see the pattern as a system triggers, protective responses, and escalating feedback loops. This can be especially relieving for people who have spent years assuming that if they could only be less anxious, the relationship would feel stable. Instead, the book supports examining the real relational environment consistency, responsiveness, and whether both people can participate in repair. It also explores how anxious individuals may overfunction, chase clarity, or abandon boundaries to keep connection, which can ironically reduce safety. By naming the dance, the reader can start interrupting it through regulation, clearer limits, and more direct, grounded communication. Fourthly, becoming self-full, building an internal anchor and earned security. A defining feature of the book is Baum's self-full method, which centers on creating an internal source of steadiness, so relationships are no longer the only place safety is sought. instead of trying to get rid of attachment needs, the method focuses on meeting them in healthier ways by strengthening self-connection and self-validation. This includes learning to recognize emotional dependence patterns, differentiating between present triggers and old wounds, and practicing compassion toward the parts of the self that fear abandonment. The concept of earned secure attachment is important here. Even if someone did not grow up with secure attachment experiences, they can develop more secure functioning over time through insight, regulation, and corrective relational experiences. The shift BOM aims for is from needing another person to make you feel safe to feeling safe enough internally to love without losing yourself. This internal anchor supports better choices, pausing before sending a frantic message, asking directly for reassurance without protest behavior, and tolerating uncertainty without collapsing into catastrophic thinking. The method frames security as a skill set built through practice, not a personality trait reserved for the lucky. Lastly, boundaries, self-worth, and communication that does not abandon the self. Practical change in anxious attachment often requires learning boundaries and communication skills that protect self-worth. Bohm highlights how anxiously attached people may confuse love with overgiving, constant availability, or emotional merging. They may ignore their own needs to prevent conflict, then later feel resentful, depleted, or panicked when the relationship does not provide stability. The book supports shifting from indirect strategies, like testing a partner or seeking reassurance repeatedly, toward clearer requests and honest self-expression. Boundaries are presented not as walls, but as structures that support intimacy by making relationships more predictable and respectful. This includes identifying personal limits, noticing when anxiety pressures you to overreach, and practicing what it means to say no or to slow down, even when fear insists you must secure the bond immediately. Developing self-worth is intertwined with this work because boundaries are difficult to hold when someone believes love must be earned through performance or sacrifice. By pairing self-compassion with behavioral change, the book guides readers toward relationships where closeness is possible without losing identity, and where repair and accountability can replace anxious spirals. In conclusion, Anxiously Attached is best suited for readers who recognize themselves in relationship anxiety, reassurance seeking, jealousy, or a recurring fear of abandonment, especially those who have already done some self-reflection or therapy but still feel stuck in familiar patterns. It can also help partners who want to understand why small moments of distance can feel so threatening and how to respond without escalating the cycle. The practical benefit is a clearer framework for what is happening internally and relationally, plus a skills-oriented path toward more secure functioning. By emphasizing nervous system regulation, the book connects emotional insight to lived experience, showing why anxious reactions can feel automatic and how to build more choice in the moment. Intellectually, it offers a coherent way to link attachment history, present triggers, and current relationship behavior without reducing the problem to simple mindset advice. What helps it stand out in the crowded attachment and relationships category is its integration of attachment concepts with a structured method aimed at becoming more self-full. Focusing on internal anchoring, self-compassion, and boundaries as foundations for intimacy. Rather than promising a quick cure, it positions security as something earned through repeated practice, which makes its guidance realistic for readers seeking lasting change. If you would like to support Jessica Bohm LMHC, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.